Hello, hello.
Hi, family.
Welcome to Vibrations.
Ew.
Season 2, episode 2.
Ooh, shit, already?
Already. The summer went like this.
Cluck.
Gone. We are Vibrations again. Sorry, I might have started a little early, y'all. My name is Human.
I'm Music.
And today's topic, we are going to be telling you a story. Let me tell you a story. And the song we have chosen.
We did WizKid's Essence featuring Tims.
Featuring Tims.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I believe it's Tims.
Okay. Well, if it's not, girl, I'm
sorry.
It could
be Teams.
I'm sorry, girl. If it's
Team
not.
Sounds wrong, so Tims we're going with.
All right, cool. We're going to roll with it.
But yes, we wanted to take this song topic. If you don't know, the segment Let Me Tell You a Story takes the song, and we come up with the story, what we think could have been going on that inspired the song necessarily, or what we think the song could be leading to into the story itself. So we both, me and Music, took an opportunity to write our own versions of what we think the song Essence is bringing to the table. So Music, you take this off. You start us off with where the journey will be. Why?
Okay, no, that's okay. That's fine. That's fine. Because
it's Age of the Woman. You go first.
Oh, you tried it.
And you know, gentlemen, you know, always gotta let you women go first. Ladies first. That's how it goes.
Okay, so like I was texting you when we did it, your like homework assignment. I was like,
right,
like, okay,
you know, to get back to school, like, gotta take your notes, your bullet points, your Cornell notes.
So I'm gonna just disclaimer, y'all. I listen to music in layers. I hear the song for the whole thing. I'm like, all right, cool. I like it. I'm vibing to it. It has to be within the first like few seconds.
Okay.
Then I will go back and actually pay attention to like the beat and the melody and how it's composed.
Okay.
Then I will go back and actually pay attention to the lyrics. I done heard the sound 1,000 fucking times, and I still didn't even like it. Never clicked to me. Lyrically, I was like, hold on, this might, okay.
But is it?
So,
that's my favorite. But is
so,
it really?
Have you been a part of my life? All right, cool. So my approach was I thought of a very personal story.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Bo. No, I'm joking. So in the beginning of the song, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but we will try to figure out a way to connect y'all to it in case you haven't.
Right.
Also, he just released the song again with Justin Bieber on it.
Right, there is the crossover remix.
Yes.
That's what I call it.
Another subject for another day.
It's already hit a certain demographic. They hit them numbers, and now they got to make it over to another. Yes.
I'm all with it. So I interpreted the song as like it started off as a very casual relationship.
Okay.
Or the intention was to be casual.
Okay. Now, when you say casual.
Fuck buddy, situationship.
Okay.
I'm going to just, anybody edit in here?
Yes.
Fuck buddy, situationship.
Lay that out.
So Tims. I'm going to refer to her as, she's the she, obviously, in this scenario. And WizKid is the he. So she is trying to fight her feelings for this person because she never intended to actually fall.
Okay. So do you think there is history? Let me just interject.
Go ahead.
There's history, just to get a little context?
I'm going with there's no history. I'm okay. Going with it being like, I met you in a very random way. So for me, I'm going to say, to remove myself, I'm going to say y'all met at a porting. So you met.
Sips wine. Mm-hmm.
So they meet in a very like casual setting. Like they met through other people, they met at a party, they met at some kind of mutual event.
Okay.
And I don't even think they were really aware that they caught each other's attention. It was more like, oh, this is so and so, this is so and so. Hi. But then that obviously developed into something that led to a situationship of sorts. I am trying not to tell myself.
You weren't until you said that, but all right.
No, because I can't hear the song without feeling very like a personal connection. But long story short, they end up messing around with each other.
Okay.
And they agree to keep it casual until it's no longer casual. She starts catching feelings, but like she like in the beginning of the song, it's kind of mentioned that you know, she wants to detach herself from it. Like, I don't know why I don't want to leave. I don't know why I want you to actually be the one. I don't know why I feel like this, because that's not what we kind of agreed to. So she's catching feelings. She's fighting the feelings. But on the other hand, later on, it's like she wants to relinquish that control, because she's like, okay, obviously I feel like this. Let me just give into this. Let me see what happens. Right. It's still very scary because you're like, like, what if he don't feel like this? We later find out that's kind of been his motive. He's kind of been the one that's like, I'm always been into you.
But she doesn't know that at this point in the song.
Yes.
The perspective in the song.
The perspective in the song, she's still kind of like, I'm not really sure, but let me go ahead and be the one to jump. Okay. So she doesn't necessarily jump, but she kind of like waits on his cue. Then you get later into the song. He, Wizkid, says that, you know, I thought that I might have messed up your perception of what this was by the way I was acting. Like, I was giving you these signals of, like, basically he's saying, like, even if he had agreed to it, some point in time he might have been an asshole and been like, I'm just going to actually treat you like the girlfriend. Because niggas do this shit. Let me just be honest with y'all for a second.
When are we not? But yes.
Niggas will do this shit. They'd be like, I don't want shit. Then you treat me like the girlfriend. Then she's like, I catch feelings. And you'd be like, whoa, what you doing this for? I don't know. Maybe because you brought me flowers and soup because I was sick. And you're like, I just want you to feel better. That's boyfriend shit. That ain't casual.
Where there's a gray area, not necessarily black and white.
So now back to the song. So basically he's saying, like, you know, I thought I messed her up. You know, like, I thought maybe I was playing with her mind. I don't really know where she's at. But neither one of them has communicated that they are feeling the same way at this point. But he says, I really wanted to show her love. I wanted to give her what she needed, how to be touched, how to live, how to relax. Hmm. Then they finally, like, at some point in time, admit to each other that, okay, so we're feeling the same way. We're not both, like, living on two different planes. And Wizkid also mentions in his verses that, like, you know, they spent every day and night together. Of, like, how could you not catch these kind of feelings for somebody that you open yourself up to? Like, it's almost impossible to say that you can't, which is leading to the title of, like, essence. The essence of a relationship is, like, we built this foundation of being friends. We built this foundation of, no matter how it started out, but, like, we built this foundation of, like, letting each other know we are each other's person, that we are here for each other. It's kind of impossible not to catch the feelings. And then it kind of goes back to, you know, her being like, I don't really know, because in the past, people told me that, like, no one's going to love me like they love me. How do I know you're going to show up for me? How do I know this is going to work? You know, that she can't find better. But he again reaffirms, like, you don't need nobody else. Like, it is me. Like, this is what all of that meant. This is what all that led to. That's how I interpret it. I could be completely off.
No, but like, I like it.
But I'm also thinking about the title. Like, essence is not something that you casually gain or give to somebody. It's almost like, it's like same thing as saying, because words mean things, being vulnerable. If I give you my essence, if I'm allowing you to see this vulnerability, I'm allowing you to see these parts of me that I'm just like, I don't know how you're going to feel. Oh, you're still here? Oh, that's cute. Oh, you mean it. All right, cool. So now we can, like, go a little further into this relationship.
Okay.
That's the foundation of what I got out of it. Okay. I'm curious to see.
I like it. No, you talk about some very relevant topics in relationships, which is trust, vulnerability, you said. You talk about clarification, because I think that is a thing that isn't necessarily found a lot in relationships that don't have necessarily have proper titles. Like you were saying, this is more of a...
Okay, to go, because you bring up a very bad point. I'm not trying to...
No, you're fine, please.
But you said clarification.
Clarification.
Is there... in relationships, a difference between clarification and communication?
Yes. You can very well communicate without clarifying. You can very well say all these things in between.
Is the basics?
Communication is the...
Like, I'm stating something, but
communication is the catalyst where clarification is the...
The art?
Not the art. What's the word I'm looking for?
Is it the pot of the rainbow?
Clarification is a pot of the rainbow.
Y'all know what I'm saying?
No, very well so. Because you can communicate that you love someone, but if you don't clarify what you've been doing to show that love, that person is not going to understand what love they're receiving.
Okay, because love languages are very different.
That's exactly.
And so, if someone's like, "Oh, I'm a physical touch person, but all you ever do is give me gifts," and people are like, "I like gifts, but like, I'd rather just be like, I'd rather you do this, or I'd rather you spend time with me." Okay, got it. Okay, cool.
Like, that's the best way I can.
Because when you said clarification, I was like, "Is there?" To me, there's a difference, but I wanted to know if there was going to be a difference for you.
Yeah, no. Okay, cool. I mean, especially with the dynamic or the relationship that you're, the type of relationship you're speaking about, which is having a situationship, like there is not much clarification in that because situationship is not supposed to really necessarily have those final stricken rules.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's supposed to be a very like generic, inexperienced.
I feel like it's one of those things where it's almost saying, I can't hurt your feelings because you know what this is.
Situationships are very situational. Because some people are like, I've been in a situation, you're like, no, girl, that's a relationship because X, Y, and Z. But to them, it's not.
No, not when you don't have a title, not when you're also treating one another a certain way. That's what I'm saying.
There has to be a mutual respect and understanding.
Right, that's where clarification comes in. Clarification gives you the idea of what the standard is in the first place.
I could communicate, but if my actions are saying something that, for me, like, communicate, this is what I want. Your actions are saying something completely different.
Exactly, clarification.
So that's the clarification for me, because I'm just like, if that's not what you wanted, then don't do that.
Yeah, but sometimes in situationships, it is hard to ask for that because it's not a situationship. Now you are asking for a relationship because I shouldn't have to clarify if we already said what the situation was.
Ooh.
That's where I went with it, at least.
Message. Go ahead. Tell them that for your interpretation.
Okay, all right. For me, okay, so I'm going to talk about my process of where I got to my story. My process started with defining what essence was. Essence being the spirit, the intention of what you want to present. And then I looked up the phrase time of the essence, which is more of a legal phrase, I found out. I didn't know that. Personally.
You took a logical, not took an emotional.
I did.
I love it though.
I was trying to figure out a different way to really unravel it. So time of the essence being a legal phrase, dealing with contracts and dealing with a specific moment in the contract that is spoken about and when it initiates. So I took it from my perspective as maybe a couple that wanted to divorce.
Interesting.
That's how I took it. I don't know why, but that's where my mind went.
But interesting. Like,
I think of, okay, so you have a couple who's already been in love. They already know what it is to get on the other side of it. But now you're trying to keep it consistent because now we're losing what we started out with.
Which would be that you don't need no other body.
Exactly, because you know what you want. You know what it is that you want out of each other, but we're not getting that. And why is that? Because we're only getting an essence. We're only getting a sense or a part of what it's supposed
because
to be and not what we fully
promised. She's not being vulnerable enough, but he's trying to show her, but she has built up this wall.
So the story I have in my mind. Exactly. Okay. I have in my mind is that here's a couple that's been together a long time. And, you know, when I feel like when it comes to long-term relationships, you get to a certain point where you get comfortable.
You do.
You get to a point where there's a lot of things you don't go above and beyond for anymore.
Because
you feel like my partner knows me. You know what I want out of this now. You know what I want from you. So I don't have to constantly prove or in a sense of what we talked about earlier, clarify certain things, right? Mm-hmm. So I imagine a situation between a couple actually across from one another in a meeting room, actually discussing the proceedings of getting a divorce. But both of them are really unsure, but they're not going to tell each other that. Because at this point, they feel like, you hurt my feelings. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Because I'm not going to be vulnerable and expose myself for you to turn around and just say you don't want that. So now I feel like the song, in my mind, the perspective of the song is talking about them both saying what they need to say to each other, but not saying it. They're saying it in their heads. So while they're dealing with this exchange of actually finalizing their divorce,
I'm loving this dichotomy.
Right. Divorce, they're in their head like, damn, I really only want to be with you. There's nobody else I can imagine being with, but you won't say what I need you to say so I can move on. And that's happening from both ends of this relationship.
This is creating so many questions in my head. I should be writing this down, but I am
not. It's fine. Okay, present your first question.
Fuck. I should have wrote it down.
It's okay.
So I'm gonna go off when you said, when I had said dichotomy, you're like, exactly. So you picture them separating, but these are the things that they need to say.
Because how many times have we been in, I don't know how many people are out there that have had this experience, but how many times but how many times do people go to a certain point in their relationship where it could be a very simple conversation, but because you're already hurt, you feel like there's no point. You feel like, I'm not going to say it because what's the point? I've already said it in so many different ways.
Thank you for saying that. Yes. That brings me to my point. People often confuse what you did to get your partner versus what you need to do to maintain your partner. And that kind of relates to, like, when you think about shows like dating shows or like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, like they do all these extravagant things to be like, oh, I'm so in love. First of all, you're only there for like three and a fucking half days. It might be like a month, but like you can't sit here and tell me that you're like, I'm so head over heels and I'm falling in love and I'm all these things.
But can't they?
I mean, you can, but when you over romanticize a situation and you isolate it, how much of that is actually how you really feel?
Right, because I mean, then again, going on horse drawn carriages
and like you're very expensive to restaurants and
these visuals on the mountain and on the hills and things you would have never done on regular dates
that most of y'all can't afford.
So it makes the person look better.
So it's like what you do to get your partner's attention, what you get, like what you do to like incite that versus what you do to maintain it.
Yeah.
Like, do you actually, like, do you actually feel like you can live up to that? Because when you're like, oh, I've given you all these things, and now, you like you said, people get comfortable.
Right, because what you do to impress someone, to get them, essentially, I guess, I feel like it's the hardest to maintain that because you may not be that person always. You now have to reveal the
who
other
you truly
side.
Are. But then, but then there comes a point where it's like, you should always lead with your authentic self. Yes, you should like romanticize certain things, but you should lead with your authentic self.
Right.
Because that's what you're going to be able to maintain.
Right.
If your partner thinks that you're going to be like these five-star dinners all the time, and then reality, nigga, you Uber for a living, and that was just like your savings, we're going to have to explain to somebody why that Lexus is really a Toyota.
Yeah.
Like,
and I feel like that's where the word essence comes back in, because again, you got an essence of what this person was when you met them. You got the best of them.
Potential.
I mean, it's just like, I mean, I think even when another thing I saw in the definition of essence came to food in mind, food and drink, where people can say a certain wine has an essence of peach, an essence of lavender. It's not necessarily mean it's going to taste like those things, but it's saying when mixed all together with other things, you will get an essence of that, but that's just only a part. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? But it was interesting to try to define that word and to really understand that sometimes what we think we're getting as far as an entire idea can only be part. No, you're fine.
It's personal things I have to answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep going. I'm listening.
No, but you know what I mean? And so my story continues to where, again, this married couple is now trying to figure out what they want to do with their relationship, but it all boils down on just being honest and opening up and really saying what it is that you mean to each other. But the whole song is also the battle of really trusting that idea. Like, if I reveal this to you, you're going to really understand what it is I'm saying and what I'm asking for. And I think as far as relationship goes, that fear that you have over the idea of what love is supposed to be and what it actually is day to day, I feel like is what talks about the word of essence again.
Yeah.
You're only getting a part of what that is, but day to day, you will actually start to reveal what it really is. And can you handle that once you get to that certain point, you know, a certain point with your partner?
Okay. So to lead from what you're saying and changing, not necessarily completely changing my interpretation.
No. But yeah.
But going to later in the song when he's like, oh, I thought I messed her up. You know, she's revealing that past lovers have also said, like, you can't find nobody who's going to love you like I do. Almost saying, like, she's not deserving of it, or blaming her for how relationships have ended, things like that. It's almost like, it's like being punished for what other people have done when you're really trying to just be authentic. On the other end, it's not understanding that some people, So healing can go in two different ways. You can heal by yourself, or you can heal while you're in a relationship. You can actually heal together. People don't realize that, like, sometimes those partnerships create that safe space for you to work through things.
Right, but that comes with time. I feel like also people don't allow themselves to heal before moving on to the next situation.
But if you're saying...
But how do you know that?
But if you're saying, like, this is a couple that has been established and they're trying, and they're at a point where they think it's their breaking point, I feel like maybe this is conceptually, maybe this song is their way of not only being able to express it to each other, but finding out that they actually need each other to complete that healing process.
Right.
Because he obviously has a need, well, not obviously, but in this scenario, could obviously have a need to want to love, but doesn't understand how somebody wants to be loved. In reverse is her not knowing how to be loved because she's used to not getting what she needs.
Right. And I think going back to the topic that you said about dichotomy, I feel like if you think also as far as the vibe of the song versus the lyrics of the song are very different. Because when you hear the song, the
song is very like, ooh, come hither.
Right.
Like,
when you hear the song, it makes you want to dance. It makes you want to feel something, nothing but joy versus what the actual lyrical concept is. You know what I mean? The lyrical content definitely is a lot more deeper than I realized, even looking at the lyrics, like, oh, wow, this is actually about something serious. Like, wow, it's crazy.
That's like when you was like, oh, homework. I was like, hold on.
You have to, because if you don't do the homework, you're not going to understand how deep it actually goes. Because one thing I love about this song is how much of a sleeper hit it was, because that's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We spent time together. Yeah. Like, I was playing this song.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Months before it blew up on social media, TikTok,
both of us,
and everybody started making videos.
I remember
soon,
the conversation.
Right, and I was like, this song is good. I was like, it's great. I hope everyone gets to hear it, and it eventually happened. Yes. Right, months after. So, and I love, and again, that's where I was saying where one instance of it is there's more of a vibe, and you feel the lightness of it. You know what I mean? And I think for us, it's kind of interesting to think that we vibe to it as if the story that at least the stories that we've built on it are actually more on what happens after I already have you. So I to hear this is almost as if like, wow, it's crazy to be in that place on where we were and where we are.
Okay.
And I feel like the song is more reflective in that manner, at least in my version of the story.
So we didn't discuss this beforehand, but spur of the moment, because it's the way that we interpret it, it's very like, I took a very personal approach while you took a very
logical left and right brain approach.
Yeah, very like realistic, which I think is great, because that's the whole point of this, is like to get
right. I mean, we're not always going to agree. We're gonna have very similar points.
And it's not even that we disagree on this.
We don't, but you know, it's good to always have both sides.
I want us, if we can, in the time that we allow ourselves, how did we get to where you're at? So let's romanticize the portion that I developed.
Okay.
And how it got there.
Okay.
So where do you think the miscommunication was? Is what I'm saying. Because I
miscommunication can also be no communication. I find, at least I will say, I've drawn that from my own personal experience. Sometimes where you think not saying something is the better solution sometimes actually causes other problems that you don't anticipate.
Could you also say that communication being, no, or the lack of communication is the downfall? Could it be that you thought you were communicating something effectively and it weren't, and you wasn't?
Not that at all. Literally, decisively
not saying nothing.
Saying anything at all. Where you're just like, I want to say something, but I also know if I say something, then that's going to make you react off of this. It's not necessarily on the point that I'm trying to make. So now we're talking about something different than what I wanted to start with, and now we're lost in translation. So I feel like...
And now we come up with two separate issues, which we're like, I didn't even know this was an issue because I started on A, and now somehow you're on M, and I don't even know where the rest of the alphabet fell in.
So that's where I feel like sometimes no communication can be miscommunication, because where you may decide you think this is the better outcome by not saying anything, sometimes holding that back is what that person may have needed to hear to tell you what you needed to hear.
So it's like when people say, like, I didn't lie, I just omitted. No, that's lying, because you didn't actually tell the truth. You said nothing.
Ooh, that's a very touchy subject for me. But yes.
I'm only asking in
I know. I'm saying because it's only, because I know it, because that exact phrase. For me, omitting and lying kind of thing. Because I feel like there is a necessary... Like they say, necessary truth. I feel like there's a necessary lie. I won't say that I use that in every aspect of what I do in my life, but I will say there are times I consider it. Like, if I just hold back.
Do I really need to give the details?
Will that be a little better for what's going to happen for everybody?
I think everyone does that, though.
Yes. Yes and no, because.
I think everyone should do that, because sometimes.
I don't, because there's some people I feel like need to say that truth, because there's people who don't deal with not telling the truth well, like holding things back. There are people who can't emotionally do it. And okay. You know what I mean? You have to recognize
that. Right.
And I try to recognize that, because I know people are not going to be how I am. There are certain things I know I can handle that other people
than
can't.
I was.
Right.
So you're right. I'm one of those people. I'm like, I'd rather you just tell me the blatant, honest truth for me to be like, ouch, that hurt. Or be like, I can deal with that. Okay, cool. But to say nothing and me being sitting here like, so I thought we was good and we was not, but you thought we was because I thought we was, but we was,
and we've gone deeper than we needed to.
Yeah, because I could have stopped it at some point for my own personal thing. Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's why I said everyone's different. I will say take into account what you need in that situation. If you need to hear a certain answer, or you know the only way you're going to do it is the hard way, then deal with it the hard way. And that sucks to say, but you have to. It's unfortunate. Everything's going to be uncomfortable. No one wants to have conversations that don't go in a controlled variable.
Yeah.
Most people have a little bit of a control issue in that sense, that they want it to go the way that they want it to go. And so, but you have to sometimes take a calculated risk, which is my favorite thing to say. Ooh. Like, do you take a calculated risk on what you know you're going to need to know in the long run and where it's going to help you? So in the sense of going back to our stories and what we're talking about in this conversation with the song Essence, take the calculated risk that if you love someone and they claim to love you back.
You should say it. You should be honest.
You should always say it. You should be
upfront. I always believe in being upfront on how you feel, especially in intimate relationships, because the worst thing is going to be, no, I don't agree, or no, I don't feel like that.
Right.
For some people, that kind of rejection is a lot.
Upfront.
I'm only speaking for me personally. If I'm letting you know how I feel, and you're not in the near future thinking you're going to be able to reciprocate it, or reciprocating it now, or think you possibly could in the near future. And when I say near future, I mean like literally like a month from now. Like, I'm not even talking about years. I'm literally talking about like, I like you. You cool. What does that mean? Like, I know I'm cool, but what does that mean? And you can't give me something? I need to know how to respond.
Right. And everybody's different. There's some people who are fine with it being in that gray area. You know what I mean? For them, the essence is actually agreeing that we don't want to know too much. We both agree, we just want to see where it goes. Versus there's other people who want it to be more definitive. They want it to be, I want to know where this is headed because I don't want to waste my time. But I think that
that's
has to
fair.
Deal, yes, but I think that has to deal with your emotional input. And that also has to deal with your experiences.
I love this because this song, while this is a very much music-based show,
right.
This is exactly the essence that we wanted y'all to understand. Like, the essence. I just used it. It is music based.
Right.
But we connect it to how we obviously think and how we interpret things differently, but also how we've experienced the same thing very differently. Like, you can interpret something somewhat, but that has nothing to do with your actual personal life. That's just how you're like logically thinking
right.
about something.
And when it does connect personally, then I'm like, okay, that's how it is.
Yes.
Like, and that's where I'm drawing.
Like, I took the person around. I was like, ooh, oh, okay, cool.
Right. And I think that just has
I mean,
to
it be- works out. It worked out for me, and it works out for me in the right. end. But I was just also like,
But like you said, layers. When you're just objectively listening to it and not looking for a message,
yeah,
the vibe is, again,
it's different.
Entertaining.
But when now I'm looking for something. So I tell you, I listen in layers. And when someone points out, like, listen to it, and I'm like, all right, cool. Shit, that's cool. Sometimes songs hit me a little sooner. Sometimes I'll be like, bitch, was you in my diary or on my wall when this was happening? Because that's a little weird. Other times I'm like, I ain't got shit to do with me.
Right.
But like, the way you're interpreting it's also like, it's not necessarily from a personal experience, but it's also just like, you just thought about it differently.
Very much so.
And I wonder if we get the chance, however this episode ages, Wizkid, Tim's. Like, if y'all ever, hell, Justin Bieber at this point, if y'all hear this shit, please, please feel free to hit us up.
Is it connected to what?
Feel free to hit us up, because if this is connected to somebody or something, I just want to know, because this just created a whole dialogue of stuff that I want to unpack, but like, I also don't want to tell too much of my business. So
I think we can leave it very on the surface right now. I think our interpretation of this story, two sides of it, for you being more of defining where the relationship is going, and for me seeing
the beginning, it,
the and beginning,
seeing the end of
and
something.
I seen the end. And not even necessarily again. Technically, I've seen the climax. I've seen where what's going to happen once we start downscaling into what's the next situation of this relationship.
And all we need is to be able to communicate the things that we are saying on this track to each other, and then we can have a better understanding of where this can go.
Yeah. And again, you guys, you don't have to take it as deep as we did today. You can keep it very surface level and enjoy
really
the song.
I just like the song, and I just want to kind of like, you know.
Right.
Like,
again, you know, hearing the song makes you feel a different way. You hear it and you vibe to it, and that's what it is. But we definitely want to always connect to personal experiences. And if you feel like it connects to the type of relationships you've been in the past and relationships you may interact into in the future.
Feel free to express.
Yes.
You don't have to.
Communication and clarification are two different things.
They are.
And make sure you
communicate
that.
Something without clarifying exactly what you mean, and you leave it up to interpretation. I think it was Lil Wayne. Call it what you want, but she gonna call it what she will.
That's it.
That line for me sticks out. Like, I love Wayne, and that's the best line he's ever said. Call it what you want, but she gonna call it what she will. And vice versa, no gender applied. If you don't specify exactly what you're looking for,
period,
and what you want,
period,
and how you feel, you leave everything open to interpretation. So don't get caught up in public being, she being like, that's my boyfriend, and he being like, that's my girlfriend, and then all of a sudden she'd be like, or he'd be like, yeah, we never said that, that's not what it is.
Thank you.
And you like, wait, but like, I brought you soup when you was sick.
I don't want the essence. I want the whole thing.
I want the whole thing. I don't want to worry about nothing. Bitch, I don't want the taste of chicken noodle soup. Give me chicken noodle soup. I don't feel good.
So
that's the point. The point is, we looked at the song two different ways. We interpreted two different ways.
Yes.
The beginning and the end, or the middle, or the climax, as you say. Either way, it taught us something.
Yes.
We expressed it.
Yes.
Y'all now are exposed to it.
Yes.
Interpret it how you want to. Feel free to hit
Speak
us up.
Speak up, people. That's what this means.
Basically, essence is saying,
"Speak up.
Say what
don't
the fuck
hesitate.
You mean.
Don't dance around it. Just say exactly what you mean." Because one, I've learned at this point in my life, it will save you so much time when you were just upfront about what it is that you were expecting from that person.
Yep. Because interpretation is more important than what you actually said.
Right. And thinking you're protecting yourself, you end up hurting others and yourself included.
Included. So that is vibrations. That is the essence
of what we're trying to say tonight.
Of vibration.
But another thing that we will be bringing into the next episode does talk about a little bit about crossover appeal. Because you did mention that Essence is being remixed right now with Justin Bieber. So we want to get into that subject separately. So we will hopefully have that ready for you soon. Tune in very soon next week, and we will talk about that. But until then, I am human.
I am music. Love you, family.
Vibrations, we are out.